As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be.
Oh man, it's 8 o'clock.
And so that'll make it a.
I don't need the spotlight. I shine just fine.
Hi, I'm Karma, and yes, I am a bitch.
Rob Bros.
Billy, get it up a little louder. Yeah, that's better.
Should we let it keep playing?
Yeah, just keep the song playing the entire time that we're on stage.
Yeah, we'll have background music for the whole show.
Keep it going.
I do have a question. Does anybody know what that song is from?
Fuck.
Say Goonies? That was Top Gun, and that was the volleyball scene. Yeah. Yeah, so we thought it was fitting for us, especially because the song is aptly named Playing with the Boys, which is even funnier considering what the scene was. But yeah, so I thought it was fitting for us to walk out to tonight.
It's just us, like, playing volleyball on the beach?
I would have worn jorts again tonight if you would wear them with me.
What the fuck? Nobody said anything about jorts.
The scene has, like, a bunch of sweaty dudes playing in jorts, so I thought, yeah. I thought you guys would appreciate that, but, you know.
Doesn't seem like the right athletic attire.
My jorts are actually jegging.
Not your jorts. Why do you keep bringing it back to your jorts? Nobody cares about your jorts.
I get paid each time I mention jorts. I'm sponsored by the company, so that's why you hear a lot of that.
Is there a company called jorts?
We're going on a tangent already. There should be.
This is the problem. Now we've got people that comment on things that we say, so we will interact immediately.
Yeah. No, it's... I know that's not what you're here to talk about, is my jorts, but we're really excited to be out here tonight. This is actually where we started our... live show experience. We did a show here about a year ago with Zach Peter, and that was our first ever live show, so it's like bringing it back to where we started. So this is amazing. You know, I'm looking around. This place is packed, which is wild. You guys came out to support, and I fucking love that.
Yeah, hell yeah. That's the best.
Oh, I forgot to do the thing. I noticed that
I'm introducing it early.
Shut up. If I do this, right, guys? That's when you get really loud, because they did it in New York and it was spontaneous, and now I'm forcing it because I like the feeling that it gave me, and this show's about me.
Don't do it. We're not doing this tonight. I don't want to relive that moment.
I'm not going to do it yet. But
well, look, to start off, I have a disclaimer. My parents are here. They're sitting over there, so I am going to keep it tame. I'm not going to curse. I love that they got applause. That's insane. See? I'm already tempering myself. I'm not using curse words.
Well, for the record, I apologized to his mom before the show. I said, I'm so sorry for anything your son says. I try to control
Shut
him
the fuck
much.
Up.
There it is. Yeah. But we are excited to talk to you guys tonight about some Vanderpump. Get it up. We finally had a good episode, I thought. It was actually entertaining. And like when we plan these things, we plan them around what airs like the night before. And leading up to this, I had this like panicked feeling because I texted him. I was like, dude, we're fucked if Vanderpump keeps doing what it's doing because there's nothing to talk about. So I was thrilled last night that we got to see an entertaining episode. We're going to get to that in a little bit. But we thought that, well, I got to start it off the right way. So I am your co-host, Steele Russell, joined as always by the one and only, as he's in my phone, Sean Pootshoot Morrison.
I like that you saved that finally. That's good.
Yep. I've had that in my phone since we were in high school. I have not changed it. He's been Sean Pootshoot Morrison since we were 15 years old, and he'll be Sean Pootshoot Morrison until he dies.
I don't know how old you were in freshman year, but...
15.
Oh. What? Did you stay back a grade?
When does freshman year start?
14.
Oh, I don't know. What does that matter?
I don't know.
See, we're off to
a hot
start.
You do math before. Maybe you got held back here.
You guys have to listen to me struggle through math, and it's really embarrassing because I pride myself on being pretty intelligent, not to toot my own horn, but when it comes to
numbers...
That's
a weird thing to say. That's a very strange thing to say.
When it comes to numbers, I'm not very intelligent. So if you've heard me struggle through, we're getting some feedback. Are we too close? We're good. I knew it.
Are we good?
Are we good?
Are we good?
No. I'm going to do this.
What happened?
I don't know. Who's doing that? Okay, we're good. We're good. But all we right, figured we good. Would keep the show pretty normal. It's what we normally do, just you guys get to kind of peek behind the curtain and see how things go. The disclaimer I will give you is that when we actually record the show, I get to edit it, and I cut things out that he says.
It's not just me. Don't blame me specifically.
80% him, 20%.
All right, it might be me.
Yeah.
We do have a lot of good rants that go on for a little too long, or a lot of good jokes, and I'll make an off-color joke somewhere in there. And he just looks at me, he's like, no, we can't do it.
Yep, and I clap, so I know where to edit it out in the actual podcast. But so if you see me clap tonight, that's just like second nature. I'm like, damn it, he did it again. I can't cut it.
But you can't do anything about it.
I know, it sucks.
Yeah.
But we thought we'd keep it normal, so we're going to start out with a little bit of Rose and Thorn. We're going to do some news. There's a lot of shit happening right now in the Bravoverse. They're trying to force us to be super, super into everything Vanderpump, whether that's the Valley and Jackson Brittany's stupid shit going on that we have to talk about. Or, yeah, I know. Everything's happening in Vanderpump. There's lawsuits. There's cheating scandals. Jax is taking pictures with his assistant. There's a lot to talk about there. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to go over Miami. We got lots of stuff we're going to discuss. We have a packed show for you tonight. Are you guys ready to get it started? Yeah. Well, I have to do this in every city that we go to because I still think that it's pretty silly that we're allowed to do live shows in front of people and that you actually show up. It's one of my favorite things in the actual world. So, Philly, how we doing tonight? And before we get into Rose and Thorn, I'd just like to crack a smile with Bubbly. Bubbly is our
shameless
sponsor.
Shameless plug.
It's a shameless plug, but they are actually delicious. We do actually love Bubbly. So I think everyone has one at your table. Enjoy your Bubbly while you're drinking your drink. Go back and forth. That's how you stay hydrated. And that's a good thing. So you're not too hungover tomorrow. You ready?
Yeah, doing a sponsorship ad right now.
So, we have some good roses and thorns that we've saved for this actual occasion. So, do you want to start us off there, or you want me to go?
Ooh, yeah, I'm going to start it off.
Okay.
Because my thorn is very interesting. So, I've been holding on to this one for a little while.
It's exciting.
It goes back to the Reddit thread that we always go to from Watch What Crappens.
Has anybody seen this Reddit thread?
Oh, it's so fucking funny. There are 400 comments just about us.
It's ruthless.
And most of them, I would say at least like 250 of them, are just ripping us apart
yeah.
for various reasons. The funniest one that I saw, which is kind of innocuous, was they're not even hot. which is fine, like in its own right. Like if they just left it there, but it was completely unprompted. It made no sense. I'm like, where did you get this from? This makes no sense. But an unhinged person may have like clicked on their profile and figured out, you know, what else have they commented on? What else have they been doing? A normal person would have been like, you know, let's just fucking leave it there. So this person commented on so many other things, and every single thing was all about their looks.
That, it's 2024. Every single,
but you know what?
What?
It was Craig and Austin, and it was like, they're not even hot.
Oh. Well, if we're on the same level as those guys, they're pretty handsome. I'll be Craig.
But it was all Bravo-centric guys, and every single time it was, they're not good-looking, they're not hot. So, you know what? I don't know what this bar is. I don't know where we're gonna find ourselves. We're under some sort of bar at some point.
Do you guys think the shooter's pretty?
Pretty?
There you go. That's where you stand.
It's like an all-encompassing guapo from like, the Spanish. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's my thorn. I didn't go any further. I swear to God.
Are you sure? So
just I may have wanted to look at like what they looked like, just like get a little barometer,
try
to figure it out.
Their Facebook. I will share because early on when we started this whole podcast, Shooter was the one that did not care about comments. I would go to war in the comment section because I would say something snarky, then somebody would say something snarky back, and then we'd go on this like 5-comment thread. And I would get a text from Shooter like, dude, stop. I'm like, yeah, you're right, my bad. When that Reddit thread came out, which is, if you haven't seen it, do yourself a favor, because there's some really funny shit in there. It didn't hit me that hard, because it was clearly people that don't listen to us. He came over to record the podcast, and he was a little bit down. I was like, dude, what's up? He's like, there's like 400 comments on that thing. They're really mean.
They were mean, they were different mean. It wasn't just the normal trope of straight guys can't do anything in Bravo. Like, what are they even doing here? They were coming after us.
Yeah.
And they had facts. They had receipts. What are they going to do, you know?
Receipts. What is it? Receipts. Proof. Timeline. Somebody. Screenshots.
Woo! Somebody has a t-shirt in here.
Yeah,
there you go. Over here. Stand up.
Yeah,
show everybody your shirt.
Let's see the shirt.
There you go.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. She was waiting with us to come on stage awkwardly because she had to go to the bathroom.
That's the only reason. The best part was us standing by the bathrooms and people were coming out. And, like, some people walked by and had no idea. They just walked right past. I'm like, you're fucking here for us, but you're not going to, like, acknowledge us standing for the bathroom? All right, whatever.
I think they were trying to play it cool. You know, they walked by, they're like,
I guess.
I'm just going to the bathroom. But anyway, let's get to your rose there, champ.
My rose, I actually want to read it verbatim, so I've got it. This was one of our reviews, and this said, this is specific to me, so don't worry about it, pal.
Okay.
Listen, I'm back again to say that I love Shooter Magooter. When he made the Chip Skylark reference, I had heart eyes. But then he referenced Gullah Gullah Island, which everybody knows if you watch that as a child on Nickelodeon, everybody knows Gullah Gullah Island. And I looked over at my fiance and I told him if we weren't already engaged, I would propose to Shooter. Let me tell you, I posted that on my Instagram. I had 15 other messages, which I just realized like what message requests were on Instagram, people that I don't follow, and it just all the way fucking like blocked up. And there were 15 other messages that said I would also leave my husband or fiance. So apparently, all you want to do to like break up a marriage, just reference a couple of Nickelodeon shows.
What the fuck? Well, there you go. Shooter's also a homewrecker. Add that to his resume.
I didn't do anything. I'm just here.
I didn't even do it. But I've got one from TikTok. I've got two thorns from TikTok that I've saved for a little while. One is just insane. I can't believe that somebody would comment this, and I want to see what your reaction is. Then I've got a good rose, though, to finish it out. I like to start with my thorns because I like to finish on a happy note. But this one comes from my Larsa rant. Did you guys see my Larsa rant? I got a little upset, so I went off on TikTok. Hopefully she saw it. We'll see. But this comes from TikTok, and it's from Patrice something. It says, do you know what else is atrocious? Because I said atrocious in the video. You saying that you're going to throw a remote or get violent because of a dumb show. And you don't have to watch anything. Like, your anger's not cute or funny. That was it. That was it. And I just thought that was funny. Because if you listen to the podcast, as most of you probably do, actually, hold on one sec. Are there any actual Brav Bros here? Are there any dudes that got dragged here tonight? There he is. There they are. It's okay, guys. We know. It's all right. Hopefully, we get you to watch a little bit more Bravo tonight. Because I know. You're like, what the hell? What the hell are we getting into right now? Right? And you're already like, this is lame as shit. We want to go home. But. Hopefully you have a good time, but I'm glad to see we got some bread. He's drinking. That's good. Is that an espresso martini? Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
That's
six
best
already.
Response. Best response to an espresso martini. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah, brother.
But as I was saying, if you listen to the podcast, I get heated. I'm an emotional person, as I've been told. I like to say that I'm emotionally charged. So sometimes I get a little I get a little heated. And I look over at him, and I don't know if you guys ever watch on YouTube, but if you watch him during my rants, he's just sitting there giggling. And why this one's funny is because clearly this person doesn't listen to the show. It's all in jest. I'm not actually yelling at these people. It's just really frustrating to watch a woman make a cancer diagnosis about herself. It's the most bizarre shit I've ever seen, which leads me to my next door, because this is crazy that somebody would say this. This is also from TikTok. You don't think Gertie's a little overdramatic, though? That's the response I was looking for. Yeah, that's what I did.
Thank God for the people in the front row.
Yeah. Are you shitting me? Like, she has cancer. What are we talking about here? This is my whole point, and this is kind of what my point is with Larsa being so, like, ho-hum about it, is it paints it in, like, a not serious light, and, like, it's a fucking serious thing, and Gertie beat cancer, which is fucking amazing, and looks better with a shaved head than Larsa ever will. So the whole thing just pissed me off. But, yeah, so that one.
Right, guys? Right?
No,
right?
No. Yeah, there it is. Let's go.
Fuck, don't do it after the fact. You already got applause. You don't need to double down.
I need all the
Do it when you
I
make a
get.
Terrible point, and then you can just, like, you know.
No, that was better. Anyway, my rose comes from Jared Barnes. This is on Twitter, and this one is important.
Wait, how
me.
Many do you have? Because
this is
like
a rose.
Three.
Bro.
You had two thorns and a rose?
Yeah.
We didn't talk about
Every
this.
Every rose has its thorns.
Don't laugh at that. What the fuck was that?
I'm firing on all cylinders tonight, baby. Buckle up. But This comes from Jared Barnes. This is my rose. And this is the whole point of the podcast. This is what we aim to do. This is why our audience is so special to us. And from Jared Barnes, he says, you won't regret listening. You instantly feel like they are your friends you're having a convo with. And that's what we aim to do. We want you guys to feel like you're part of the show. We know we wouldn't be anywhere without all of you beautiful fans. So those kinds of comments, when people leave them, they mean a lot to me, because that's literally the aim here, is we want you to feel like you're our buddies. You're our bros. You know what I mean? And bro is all-encompassing. It's genderless. So you're all bros. So thank you so much.
And Jared is here tonight in the back.
Is Jared here?
No, I'm just talking.
I was like, hell yeah, I haven't met Jared before. But as I said, we've got some news to discuss before we get into the Vanderpump recap. And the first thing I want to talk about, who saw the Jersey trailer? We've got a couple woos, not everybody. Who here likes Jersey?
The state or the show?
Well, hey.
What do you mean, hey? Hey, well, hey you.
Hey, you're right? In Philly, all right? We don't like Jersey. But anyway, I'm just kidding. We love the shore. We go to Wildwood. Yeah, I go down Wildwood all the time.
No, don't all fucking start that. Don't.
Yeah,
you are not. You're not quite accepted in the Wildwood yet.
That's not true.
You've got some time.
Sue, where's my mother-in-law?
She's over there.
Sue?
She's over there.
Sue, am I in Wildwood?
Don't put her on the spot.
Bread? Damn right. So shut up.
They're barely even
We got news
people.
To talk about. You're derailing us. Like, let's get on task here. Like I said, the Jersey reunion. The first and most important question. I need this by a round of applause. Who here is Team Teresa? Wow.
Wow.
Nobody.
Jesus Christ. Whoa. All right, now we can be happy about that.
Whoa.
We can talk freely. We don't have death threats. This is the best. This is awesome. This is honestly, this is the best case scenario. I was so scared about this. I was petrified. I thought there were going to be tree people coming out of the woodwork, getting after us, trying to murder us tonight.
Tree stumps?
Tree people coming out of the woodwork is good enough.
That's good.
Yeah. I was so worried about all of that. Now we can talk freely.
We can
be open.
We can. That's insane. Okay, Team Melissa? All right, wow.
How about Team Nobody?
Team Nobody.
That's the one.
Same here, because I can't sit through another season of watching the Teresa Melissa shit after the finale last year. All right, we had that whole scene that looked like it was out of The Sopranos, where Melissa's like walking away from the pool. And, like, everything's done. She's like, I'm done with Teresa. We're done with this whole thing. I'm moving forward. Do you think that we are actually going to get a season where there's other storylines? Are we going back to the same Jersey, the same bullshit as we've seen in the past, 7 years now, 8 years, 9 years?
I don't know. Based off of the trailer that I saw, it looks like everybody is firmly in their own team, which I think is kind of better than what it's been in the past.
Yeah.
At least we still have battles amongst themselves, and everybody knows which side they're on. And we don't have, like, newbies popping in just to try to figure out what the hell they're doing.
I'm glad we have
It
no
looks
newbies.
Like an actual team battle. I'm okay with that. Weirdly, I have no idea why, because I've been against this forever. But I'm okay with what I saw.
I liked what I saw. And I like that we got Fessler. If you didn't see it, Jen Fessler is apparently playing both sides now. So we like that. We got a double agent in the works. We love it.
We get another Sopranos reference in there.
I mean, yeah, she's a narc. She's going, no, that's mean. She's not.
No, I meant that she fucked James Gandolfini.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, she had sex with Tony Soprano. That's a great point.
Yeah, no, yeah.
My bad. But, no, I'm looking forward to the season. And, like, this happens every time we watch any show. We get through the season. We're like, let's be honest. A lot of the Housewives seasons the past year and a half have not been what a lot of people have been used to. We can talk about Atlanta. We can talk about Potomac.
Why? Guys. Who the fuck said that?
Guys.
Don't Guys. Tell him about Potomac. We know better.
Potomac was Shit. My first love in the Housewives realm.
Don't all that. Leave him alone.
My wife, Dev, who's here. Let's give it up for Dev. Yeah. Woo! She's mortified. She hates the attention. But we're trying to get her on the podcast. Hopefully in the next 5 years it'll happen. But we'll see. But that was her favorite franchise. So after I dove into Vanderpump, that's where I got my start in the Bravoverse. So these dudes back here, the guys that hate us already, you guys, when you get started on the show, Vanderpump's an easy one to watch, season one. Okay, it's a quick watch. It's an easy watch. I found myself watching 6 episodes while my wife was asleep when she introduced it to me. And I got finished with it. And I was like, it's like, what now? Like, I need more. And she's like, well, we got to get in the Housewives now. So we did Potomac and New York. I loved Potomac. I thought it was just gold. It was such good TV. Their comebacks are so quick, so sharp. The Grand Dames, the shit. It was such a great show. And the past two seasons have stolen my joy. And Shooter doesn't let me talk about it. He doesn't let me open up and just say, hey, man, I need to vent because I'm sad. And he goes, we're fucking over it. Let's move on.
You vented an entire episode.
Well, it hurt.
We don't need it anymore. It doesn't matter.
I need
You're actually doing more in one of our episodes about Potomac than everybody on Potomac is doing.
This is the support I get. This is what I get.
That is support.
That's not support.
You need friends to tell you when you're being dumb.
This is tough love.
Yeah.
I don't care for it.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Okay. All right. Well, you're better for me.
Let's talk about the Valley. Who here is a... yep.
Who do we have to? Yeah, do we have to? I kind of want to skip it.
We kind of have to only because... Do you think that all the Jackson Brittany shit is... It's all for publicity, right?
Duh.
Yeah. Right? Like, it's so forced. And this is my issue, and this is what worries me about Vanderpump as a whole and what's happening in the Vanderpump universe. I think that... I mean, obviously, Scandoval was so polarizing. It was this ridiculous, insane cheating scandal that rocked the world. It was at the White House committee dinner. Ariana was there. We've had senators quote shit from it. Like, it got out of hand. Can we agree with that? Like, it got a little bit out of hand. We were party to it. I'm not absolving us of our sins. But I think it got a little bit out of hand. I think that the Vanderpump producers are like, we got to capitalize on everything now. We're going to bring everybody back. We're making new shows, Vanderpump Villa, The Valley. We're bringing Jax back. We're bringing Brittany back. Can we bring Stassi back yet? No, they still think she's racist? Okay, we can't bring her back. Let's leave her out of it.
that would have got cut from our original show.
That would have gotten cut.
See?
That was
you're me. Already starting.
Okay, fine.
Good
Fair
job.
Enough. Fair enough.
You set a precedent. Now I can do whatever I want.
But let's get serious about The Valley for just a split second, then we can move on. I know you don't really want to
what
talk
do you,
about
We don't have to get serious
Well,
about
you know
the
what
Valley.
I'm saying. Like, with this show... I want to know how it could be successful. Everyone knows the obviously, like, the pitfalls that could happen with this show, why it's not going to be good. No one's expecting shit. How could it be good? Genuinely.
It's a terrible question.
No,
it can't
it's a
be
good,
good
question.
The people that are in it, it cannot be good. It'll
you don't
never
think there's any hope for the show at all?
No. Not even remotely. You can't have somebody like Jax leading the charge in a show. It just doesn't work.
I agree with that, but is there, I mean, maybe there's a cast member that we haven't met yet that's going to, like, wow us out of nowhere where
no,
it's like...
No, but, like, they're all taught by Jax, presumably.
You think that
Everybody on that show is, there's a word that I want to use that I'm not going to use.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. But that is pretty much, like, the entire cast, I mean, aside from Doty, and we met Doty's boyfriend.
We did meet Luke.
He's a dud. As far as reality TV goes, he's a dud.
Super nice guy.
But
he's
like
a
that
very
but
nice
that
guy.
doesn't convey to good reality TV. He couldn't even talk during the interview that we had with the two of them. We didn't even know we were going to interview him.
Oh,
he just popped up and he's just there.
Steele
and I made
that.
Fun of his shirt for a half an hour and he didn't know what to do.
That's true. Did you guys watch our Doty interview like a while ago? Yeah. I don't think Luke knew what he was getting into because we didn't know we were interviewing the both of them. We just thought we were interviewing Doty. We're like, "Oh, sick. This is awesome." And they both
to be fair, we
screen.
Never really have a plan. We just
don't.
Go into things.
We wing it a lot.
We just start talking, and then we just start making fun of people. And
it
you know,
usually
it
works.
Works
out, right? So we did that, and Luke pops on. He's a super nice guy, but he's from, like, Montana or some shit and moved to L.A., so Doty, like, put together his wardrobe. Someone goes, oh.
He's from Hold on. He's from St. Louis. He's from Montana or something.
It's the same thing.
I also love that you preface it by saying he's a super nice guy.
He
Again,
is a super nice
as
guy.
As if you're not going to bash him, and that's not going to, like, take away from anything.
Well, it's like
he's
no
from St.
Plot.
Louis, which we there's somebody else who's from St. Louis that's also a piece of shit.
Andy.
No.
Oh, I was like,
fucking
whoa.
Sandoval. Jesus
she
Christ.
She put it in my head.
No.
You put it in my head.
All right.
We love Andy. That's
we're gonna switch out front row seats with somebody else. Like,
you're
lost your
me.
Privileges. You can't do this anymore.
It's like subliminal messaging going on up here. That's true. That is interesting. But now you're comparing. You're worse.
I didn't do
you're
anything.
You're comparing Luke.
How am I
to
worse?
You said that they're both from St. Louis, implying that they're similar in some way, shape, or form. I didn't say that.
Would you rather be compared to Sandoval or... No, I already know the answer to this.
Yeah.
Or from Montana?
Montana's a beautiful state. I don't know what we're talking
sure,
about.
Sure, but the people...
Whoa! What does that mean?
I don't know. I don't know if I trust people from
What was
Montana.
I talking about? This is what happens,
know,
and I got to rail it back in. Oh, so this nice gentleman, Luke, was on the podcast, and Doty even admittedly, or he did actually, was like, yeah, I don't have, like, L.A. clothes, so she took me to go get some L.A. clothes.
At Zara.
So we... But she told us this before he got on camera. So then he pops up and he goes, hey guys, I'm Luke. And we're like, dude, sick shirt.
He straight up had a Dan Flash's shirt from I Think You Should Leave. Like, the patterns are so fucking crazy. Everybody wants this goddamn shirt. It's a bunch of guys that look like me and we're fighting over this shirt. That was Luke. And we made one joke about it and he shut down.
He stopped.
He never said it. Don't all. He can't handle himself. How's he gonna how's he gonna be on reality TV if he can't handle himself between us?
That's a good point. That's
actually
a good
point. Are we mean as far as reality TV?
Are we mean?
Like, if we were on a reality TV show, would we be terrible people?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We here at the Bravo Bros, we prioritize our mental health, don't we, Shoots?
Certainly do.
Because when we're ranting and raving about The Housewives or Summer House or any of the other shows, sometimes we get a little, you know, flustered, a little frustrated, and it's good to talk those things out with a third party. Maybe you're going through relationship problems. Maybe there's a little issue in communication. BetterHelp can help fix those issues. I know it's a little personal, Shoots, but have you done therapy?
Certainly have, yeah.
I have as well, and I've found it to be so cathartic, so helpful in a lot of situations where I can't seem to get out of my own way. Sometimes you need that third party to talk to you and a partner, potentially. If you're going through a relationship issue or if it's just a personal problem of your own, BetterHelp is here to help you. Have you tried BetterHelp?
Yeah, I have.
What was your thoughts on it?
I loved it. I thought it was perfect. I thought that it was easy to follow all the instructions to try to figure out what was going to work best for me, and I ended up doing a great job.
And I think the other thing to note here is if you don't vibe with your therapist, you can change your therapist at no extra cost to you. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/BravBros today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BravBros.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I think we'd just be super... Someone said yes. I think we...
Yeah, I heard that too. What
the That's fuck? Better than the New York show. Within 5 minutes, somebody in the front row called me a pussy. That's a true story. I know, because we were on...
I kind of wanted an awe for that
yeah,
one.
No... It was like, we were on Watch What Happens Live, and we were with Heather Gay, and we got all of these questions, like, in our DMs, in the comments. They're like, man, you guys really blew it. You had a chance to give it to Heather, and you didn't say shit. I'm like, what are we supposed to do in that moment? Yo, Heather, you suck. Like, I didn't understand, like, the whole thing.
Yeah, have you ever seen a bartender on Watch What Happens Live talk for more than, like, 30 seconds?
No.
No. And do they spend that time bashing the guest? No.
Yeah. So it's, like, a crazy thing to insinuate, but... Somebody in the front row, when I told that story, goes, pussy. And I was like, sweet, we're off and running tonight. So thank you guys for not insulting me yet. I'm sure we'll get there at some point. You know, it's still early in the show.
Why is it that you're the only one who gets insulted?
That's though? Actually a good point. I don't know. I'm the nicer one, too. That's
yeah,
kind of weird.
That's probably why.
But,
pussy.
What'd you say?
Nothing. Keep going.
Okay, cool. Did you call me a pussy?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Each show, I guess, is going to happen. But... We do need to discuss Beverly Hills before we get to Vanderpump Rules. Because, yes, we do. Yes, we do. Okay? Because a lot's happening.
This
in
is
Beverly
our
Hills.
Show. We're going to do whatever the hell we want.
Yeah.
I don't care about this part of the crowd. I'm actually going to start opting in some different tables over here.
Yeah, we need some wireless mics. We're going to start shifting around the room to get better responses from our front row. You guys are great. We're just kidding. But with the Beverly Hills stuff, we had an entire season, once again, where Kyle doesn't say... Shit. She doesn't share shit all season. She has all of these teasers that we're going to get to the storyline between her and Mo, Morgan Wade. We get a couple of pop-ins from her. We don't get a whole lot of answers. The season ends, we get like, what, 4 minutes with those two actually talking, and they include their children, which was a bizarre move. Wasn't that crazy? Like, let's traumatize all of you real quick, especially you, Borsche, who's like 15 years old. We want this on camera. We want to see your heartbreak. That was awful. I could not believe that, like, this is when we bring the kids in. All right, you sit there. We got to make sure we can see you crying. No, cry more. Perfect. But watch the first two episodes of Buying Beverly Hills. We got more answers out of that than we did from the fucking season. So I'm getting sick and tired of Beverly Hills. I don't know if I'm the only one, but I feel like it gets a pass all the time.
Are you sick and tired of Beverly Hills, or are you sick and tired of Kyle?
All of it. All of it. All of it. Because I thought that this season, we've discussed it a little bit. Like, Sutton had a good year. Erica had a good year. You know, there's conflicting remarks there because of the stuff that came out. Yeah. Yeah. So you're always going to get...
That was such a fucking... Ah!
But we both agreed. Like, Sutton is awesome. She's a friend of the show. We love her. She can't
you
carry.
Can't, you cannot say that she's a friend of the show. We get accused of
being on
babying
payrolls.
All the people that we're friends with.
But I'm not babe. I'm saying right now, she can't carry the show. She's not the main character. She did a good job this season. She stepped up when she had to. But she's not going to give you that main character energy for an extended period of time. And if you look across the board, I don't feel like there's any housewife on that show that's really bringing it, giving us a peek into their actual life. Like, we don't get to see a whole lot of shit. Crystal has a $100 million company. She's married to the Lion King, and we don't talk to them ever. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's weird. And that she gets a shit edit, according to her and some of the other people on production, so, like, we can't blame her all the way. But my point is, at what point do we stop just giving Beverly Hills a pass because it's fucking Beverly Hills? Right, guys? I love that so much.
And the problem now is that I actually pause for that.
Yeah, it's great.
So innately, I'm waiting for the applause for you. Hate that. I don't know. I just think that Kyle had such a silver platter this year of you could just talk about this. You can get some sympathy. You can lead us through the entire thing. And everybody's going to be on your side. It's fine. Especially now after Mo posted that weird-ass bathroom video.
Oh, Jesus.
Where he's, like, dancing to some fucking techno colors. Like, oh, yeah, dude, like, look at me. And we see pictures of him just pouring shots in girls' mouths.
No, it was champagne. He was, like, skiing in a thong.
Whatever the hell. Is that the problem, that it was champagne and not shots?
No, I just feel like...
Did you need to stop me there?
If you're painting the picture of, like champagne's like, whoa. You know, shots like, boop. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's more, you get it. You guys get it.
Don't do it.
I'm not doing it there. I said you guys get it.
You were going to do it.
Settle down.
You were about to. Anyway, no, I feel like there was such a different route that we could have taken, and it would have been so much better. And it's not, because Kyle withheld all of her information the entire year. And the fact that we're getting more from the Netflix show
is insane.
And Bravo has to be scrambling.
I bet
Bravo has to be so angry about this. And I wish the reunion was taping now, because then Andy can say, what do you think about the fact that Mo is talking about your marriage on Netflix and you're not talking about it on Bravo? Because I want to know what Kyle's thoughts are.
I do too, and I think that's the biggest issue I have is that, you know, whatever's going on there, there's cheating rumors about Mo. There has been for a very long time. We know that. I'm under the impression that something happened there and it was like the last straw. And she's like, fuck this, I'm done, I'm doing my own thing, which is fine. You know, we're not vilifying her for the route that she's taking in her life. If she wants to change things, mix it up, try some new things, whatever. Who the fuck are we to say don't do that? My issue with it all is that if you're going to flaunt certain things on social media, in the public, make a music video where you and Morgan Wade, who you're allegedly dating, are like licking things off of each other and kissing, then just give us like, what the fuck's going on? Because we're just going to continue to speculate and speculate and speculate. And it's getting to the point now where, like, I'm so sick of Beverly Hills. I'm sick of Kyle and Mo. I'm sick of this horse shit. If you want to sail off into the sunset, fucking go. Stop dragging us with
you. But who do you actually, like, I mean, obviously we blame Beverly Hills for what they're, we blame Kyle for what she's doing in Beverly Hills. But do you also blame Bravo for pushing it down our throats?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, we don't care. Like, if we're not getting any new information, I don't give a shit anymore.
I agree 100%. And like we've heard through the grapevine, like when it comes to Kyle on the show, Kyle gets a pass with production. She gets to point the needle kind of where she wants to go, what she wants to talk about. When there's big events, they are usually handed to her. Like we know this. You guys probably think that. I can confirm, yeah, she gets a much better edit cut and more input as to what's happening on the show. So you would think that maybe she would have the pulse of what we, the audience, want to watch just a little bit more. But that's crazy, because who the fuck cares about us, right? Bravo doesn't. Neither do the celebrities. So, or Bravo-lebrities. My bad. But that's my issue with Beverly Hills. That's what, I just needed to, like, get that out.
Good job.
It feels better.
Way to get it out.
It feels better.
You feel better? You ready to go?
I think we're ready to go. Are we ready to talk about some Vanderpump? So, I was nervous about this season before the season even started, because I thought that they were going to do something that would not work, and that was try to just recapture what happened last year. And that was insane, because we've never seen anything like that. That was the most explosive season of reality TV, arguably, in the history of reality TV. Nothing has captured the world like that from the reality TV standpoint.
Or was it just the last two episodes?
I think it was the whole season, only because we knew what was going on. Yeah. So, like, you and I were watching each episode with, like, a fucking magnifying glass. Like, did she smirk? Did she smirk at that time? What is Sandoval doing when Raquel walked in?
Which, by the way, is a very tough, and all the time that you think about podcasters, we do have it really hard, all right? We have to watch these shows with a magnifying glass. We need to analyze everything that's going on. It's not all roses. It's not all flowers for us.
Sometimes
this
it's
thorns. This is hard work. What?
I said sometimes it's thorns.
You're supposed to be on my team. Don't.
That was your team.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's like a...
Yeah, we have it really hard. We have to watch these shows very analytically. We don't get to enjoy them anymore.
That's not true. I still enjoy them when they're good.
Vanderpump.
Vanderpump had a good episode, finally, and I'm cool with that. I want to see where it goes from here. We're about to jump into it, but the funniest thing to both of us, and this happened during OC, because we hate OC. Who clapped? Sheila?
It's okay. Don't point them out specifically.
You're sorry.
Supposed to gesture to the crowd. No, dude.
Who claps?
You don't point people out specifically.
Who was that? No. that's my bad. I apologize.
Who the fuck said that?
No. So, the funny thing to us is that, like, while we were watching OC, we were pretty open about the fact that we were not happy with it. We weren't happy with what we were watching. It was dragging on way too long.
Yeah, and you idiots made us watch
it. That was the funny thing.
You made us hate watch it because those were our highest rated episodes.
They were.
It was us complaining about the show over and over again. So now that we have you all in one room, I want to say... No, I'm just kidding.
No, but you guys, literally, those were our most listened to episodes. So we got to this point, like, three quarters of the way through the season, and we were like, can we stop watching now? And we looked at the numbers, we're like, we really can't. Then we looked at the comments.
We put a poll out on Instagram, and we said, can we stop watching OC, please? And you all said no.
Yeah.
Keep going.
It was a resounding no. You have to watch this. We're going to force you. Because we like hearing you be miserable. But hey, if you guys listen, you want to hear us hate listen to stuff, we'll do that too. But to what you said, I definitely still enjoy a lot of the show. So that's not true. But are you ready to talk about Vanderpump finally?
I'm ready.
I brought my notebook. If I get mad and throw it, I apologize. Just duck, you know? Just get out of the way. But we start off this episode with Sheena and Lala. And as we have come to find out, as Sheena's starting to talk a bit more, this is affecting her a lot more than she has been open about with up until this point. We've heard her talk a little bit, but as she's talking to Lala, they're talking about Sandoval, and we find out that during the entire pandemic, and this is also confusing to me, because why do these people always run out of money? Why does Sheena not have money?
Well, her podcast got canceled.
What does that mean? Look, guys.
If our podcast got canceled, we'd be on the streets, bud.
But that's my point.
We'd be outside of City Winery right now with fucking tin cans. Like, hey, bud.
Wearing old tattered Brav Bros merch, because that's the only clothes we have now. The t-shirts you didn't buy. That's our wardrobe. But
that was such a guilt trip.
Yeah, that's how you plug merch. There is merch. Yes, there is. It's right back there. You can buy it after the show. Anyway, it's genuinely confusing where, like, she's like, I had no money, and the podcast got canceled. If we lose sponsors or whatever, like, if that happens, it's one thing. But, like, I don't know how you cancel a podcast.
Let's not make this real.
I'm just saying, how do you cancel a podcast?
I think it was just not picked up by whatever manager
she had. The network gave her the boot?
I don't know, dude.
I don't know. I don't get it. But, like,
I didn't read that far into it.
Why does she not have money? But that's not the point. The point is, Sandoval paid.
Well, we've seen her house, which is always very troubling to me to go back to
her and Brock's house.
I don't like their townhouse.
I hate their house.
I don't either. It's weird.
It's very weird.
Like, what's the balcony? It looks like they, like, screened in a porch.
I don't know.
And that's their living room. You know, I'm not trying to bash anybody's house. Like,
it looks,
you know,
like Bravo built a community for their celebrities, like, 50 years ago, and, like, they still live there.
These are the Bravo dorms. There's the cafeteria. But they did just buy a new house, and then Brock had to sign over his rights to the house, which is really confusing.
Again, very confusing.
And I think that maybe, I don't know. They said that they might be declaring bankruptcy. They said that they might be getting divorced. We don't really know. We do see how Brock talks to Sheena. It's not great. So, I don't know. I don't know. There's something going on there. She is annoying, for sure. 100% correct. You're not wrong. I agree. But I'm just saying, there seems to be trouble in paradise, but while they're discussing things, she's talking about how much she's struggling with this, and I think that we all see that. I think that we noticed that she's kind of getting pulled one way, and we all called this, and when we discussed what this season's going to look like, the obvious answer is, well, Sandoval redemption arc, because that's what we see. We get the villains on the shows the next year. That's how they try to frame it, and whether you like him or not, I hope that we don't love that guy, but if you see how they're editing this season, that is what they're trying to push. They're trying to push this redemption story for Sandoval, and they're actually, in my opinion, trying to paint Ariana as kind of a bitch, and it's kind of weird, especially considering, and he reminds me of this all the time, and I'm glad he does. He's like, dude, this is 3 months later. It's only 3 months. It's still very fresh, so I try to keep that in my mind when I'm analyzing things, but with the Sheena part of everything, do you understand, like, why she's getting pulled both ways, or do you think that this is, because we see it a little bit later, and we'll talk about the end of the episode, which was much different than the beginning of the episode, as far as Sheena goes, do you think that she genuinely is being pulled both ways, or do you think that she's getting pushed towards Sandoval because Ariana's not giving her feelings any merit?
Not at all. I think Sheena's an idiot.
Oh, okay.
I think overall, I think she's an absolute moron, and she has no idea what she wants, and she's just responding to people being nice to her. Like, she is a, what's the phrase? A pick-me girl.
Oh, pick-me
where,
girl.
Or she's like a guy's girl, where it's like, I want to be friends with anybody who's very nice to me, and she's going to sit here and talk to us about the PayPal that Sandoval sent to her? And this is the thing about Sandoval. We know how manipulative he is.
Yeah.
There's got to be a reason why he sent her money. And it's not because he's really friends with her. It's because he wanted something else.
I agree with that.
I don't really care what it is. None of that really matters. So her saying that on screen doesn't matter to me. I don't think that Ariana's really being cold enough to her that's going to push her in a different direction. She's giving her a very cut and dry after 3 months of a very public and embarrassing situation. Hey, if you go back to this asshole, I'm not going to be friends with you. I think it's very cut and dry. I really don't think it's that big of a deal.
I know.
And Sheena's making it a big deal because Sandoval's funny and she's friends with her. That's really all it is. I just don't really understand the whole thing.
Well, I mean, look, it's tough because had we not seen what Sandoval is doing in, like, the media right now, which is astounding, that he's going on, like, the Vile Files and being an idiot, and then he's going on a podcast with Billy Lee and playing Merry Fuck Kill with Ariana involved in that, which is wild. So he's not doing himself any favors. And that's the thing with the editing this year. Had he not come out, like, in the last month being a total dipshit, I do think that we'd be seeing a lot of people not being Team Sandoval by any means. I do think we would see a lot more people lightening up. I mean, like, it has been going on for a while, and we're seeing that amongst the group, which I figured would happen. I don't think it's happening because they're actually like, well, we can't crucify him forever. I think we're starting to see jealousy amongst some of the girls in the group. I think that they're looking at Ariana, everything that she's gotten from this, rightfully so. Look, she went through shit. It was a fucking disaster. So get your comeuppance for sure. Go star in Chicago. They got picked up for an extension. Like, she's killing it. So it's great. But Lala, she feels like she was in a similar situation with Randall. Okay? Now, she is definitely starting to leak out in this episode. We know we get that clip later in the season where she's like, I've never seen somebody get cheated on, and suddenly they're God. So, like, it's boiling over. So, I don't know. I think that they're using Sandoval and how he's been treated and how he comes into this group like a hurt puppy dog until you ask him for an apology. Then he tells you why you're wrong, which, again, fucking insane. But that's my take on it. I think that we're starting to see it boil over where they're looking at what Ariana's doing and being like, well, what the fuck? Like, you got cheated on, and you're God.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I think it's a completely different aspect. I think that they know that they need to be friends with Sandoval for the show to work.
You just think
I think that they're all self-serving. I think that they all understand that this show doesn't work unless they're friends with Tom, or at least like there's some sort of semblance of friendship in there that he can be around with them. And he, at this point in time, Vanderpump needs Tom Sandoval.
Unfortunately.
Without him, the show sucks.
There's nothing going on.
There is no show. I don't understand the jealousy. Like, how high can your jealousy get to the point where Ariana's affair, well, I guess Sandoval's affair, made you money? So why are you now jealous of Ariana?
Because she made more money.
But that's the problem. Like, you made way more money than you would have ever done. Like, Katie and Ariana would have had to open their sandwich shop by now, which is still not open,
I know.
To make money. If this didn't happen, they'd have to do that to make more money and enjoy their lives.
Now
they don't have to worry about it anymore because Tom cheated on Ariana. Lala would also have to do something to make more money. If Tom didn't cheat on Ariana, she would have none of the all the money
merch
that she made. Yeah. So all of those things come into play. I honestly, in a very weird way, they're thankful for Sandoval. Because of what he did.
I don't think that's, like, I think that's pretty obvious.
I think that's why they're open to forgiving him at this point.
Oh, it's like a thank
because
you?
It's like kind of a thank you.
Thanks,
like,
dude.
Thanks for being a piece of shit.
Yeah.
You made me a lot of money. I appreciate that.
We got
and Ariana's still not being nice to them and giving them ultimatums. They're picking a different side.
But that's my thing, and that's the only, I'm not even going to say ding, because I don't want to, she has every right to set boundaries and be like, look, if you're going to be friends with this dude, I can't be friends with you. My problem is, she claims, she's like, I'm not giving ultimatums. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just saying, if you're friends with him, I'm not going to be your friend, which is an ultimatum.
Yeah.
It's literally an ultimatum.
The definition, yep.
So I think that there's a middle ground here where it's like, I don't think she needs to budge. And I think Ariana is vindicated in the thing she's doing. I'm not trying to say she's not. But taking out the fact that Sheena tends to be attention-seeking and all those things, when you're...
I didn't say anything.
I fucking saw
Let
the
mic. Let me readjust my microphone.
You see that? He goes...
Maybe it was a muscle spasm. You don't know what the hell is going on.
It was a mustache spasm?
Mustache spasm?
Mustache spasm.
That's a good one.
We'll save that one.
Let's keep that. Yeah.
What?
A mustache. Shut the hell up. Nobody asked you.
Yeah, but what was I talking? Mustache spasm really threw me. It really threw me off. We're just going to move on. You guys get it. Ariana, my point with that whole thing is... I think that there is a middle ground with her where it's like, Sheena is your friend. Sheena was fucking ride or die throughout this entire thing. You can't deny that she wasn't. She makes a point every time in this episode that she says something about Sandoval at the end of it, because she, to her credit, she knows she's on TV and mic'd up. We don't get a lot of that self-awareness in the Bravoverse. They say really dumb shit, and they're like, how'd you know? It's like, what the fuck? That's a camera. That's a mic, but she, at least at the end of each scene, she's like, I'm really struggling, like we had this 15-year friendship, and I just need to release the hate out of my heart, and Lala's like, yeah, I know. She's like, yeah, but I'm team Ariana for life, though. I got her back till I die. Like, I'm not giving up on her. So she always covers her back.
But why can it never be about Sheena?
It can never be about Sheena. No.
That's maybe my favorite line.
I know, it's so good. It was really good, and we'll get to that. But that's my only thing, is like, I do think there's a space where Ariana could at least be like, hey, a little more sympathetic to it. It's like, dude, I know you're going through it. I'm sorry you're going through it. I can't help you through this one because of how close I am to it. Like, something along those lines. Just, I'm not saying, like, this is just my opinion. I just feel like she could be a little bit lighter when it comes to Sheena, because I do feel like by being this firm with everybody, it's counterproductive, because she wants this friend group to come back and hang with her. She doesn't want them to go to Team Sandoval. And I think that by being this firm, you're kind of pushing people that direction. I think they're kind of opening the door for him, because if they're like, well, she doesn't give a shit about my feelings, what's up, Tom? That's what I'm getting, and we're seeing it happen. Of course, Schwartz fell immediately, because it's Schwartz, but then we got Sheena. Fucking Lala? Like, I never saw Lala bending the knee, not that she bent the knee, but to go back to him and be like, she fucking hated this guy. She made a lot of money off this guy. She bashed him for months and months and months on the podcast. It is 4 months later, and she's on a boat saying, I get it, dude, let's hug this out. I just need an apology. That doesn't track for me. But if you count in that Ariana is, one, they're jealous of her, and two, being a little standoffish, rightfully so, I think that it's counterproductive. I think she's pushing people towards him.
I don't know. I still think that Bravo production is doing her dirty. At this point, like, they know what they want. They want us to think that Ariana's being outlandish. She's making demands of her friends that don't really make any sense. And we're supposed to look at her like, all right, you need to get over it.
And it's
which is fucking insane.
Yeah.
It's insane. It's not even 4 months. It's 3 months later. Like, we're still sitting here watching this, and now we're supposed to feel sorry for Tom because he's writing in a journal?
That's a good point.
Which, by the way, I told you on the ride down here, I screenshotted him writing in his journal just so I could read his journal. It was so funny, dude. Yesterday was maybe the craziest day of filming I've ever had since I started filming here, all right? And at some point in time, they've redacted, like, half of it.
That's
why?
The best part.
Why? What are you redacting
it's
from
like
Tom's
journal?
It's
like a CIA document. You can't read this part.
It's the dumbest thing. Like, what are we redacting? Like, did he say in the middle? I'm going to stop, actually.
Those are song lyrics of a new single I'm working on. You can't
leak
it to the
public.
We've
got things that were... Me and Jason, who's in love with me, my drummer.
Fuck that guy. Let me tell you a story about Jason, all right? If you haven't heard this one, we've told it on the podcast
before.
They've
all heard it. We've been here.
Do you guys want to hear a story about Jason?
No.
So, as I was saying, Jason is the drummer in Tom Sandoval and the Most Extras. He's also his social media manager, his manager, and I think he has a big crush on Sandoval because if you watch the way he looks at him when he walks in a room. He's just kind of like in the back, like, that's my lead singer. But Jason, so like way back, Sandoval posted a video of him singing Electric Love, and I saw this is before Scandoval happened, and begrudgingly, I was a Tom and Tom fan for a very long time. I liked both of them.
Oh, you had the hats to prove it.
I do. I really do. But that's another story I can tell you.
Did you burn those?
What's up?
Did you burn those?
No, I was going to burn them for a TikTok, and then I got lazy
to
do it.
Always going to.
Wow, that's
you
fucking
still have
rude.
Them, just in case they come back, you
that's,
know?
That's pretty rude. Oh, that's a good point. They're like a collector's item
now. That wasn't meant to be a good point.
Okay, thanks.
This Tom apologist.
I'm not a Tom apologist. But anyway, so he sings Electric Love, and I watched, and I was like, wow, that was actually an entertaining cover. So I like reposted it, and they reached out to us, and it was Jason. He says, hey, I'm Jason. I'm the drummer. We have a show in L.A. We want to give you guys some free tickets. You can come to the show, post it, whatever. We're like, fuck yeah. We couldn't go because, you know, we have actual jobs. We don't make enough money to just fly out to L.A. and go see a shitty cover band, so we didn't go. But we auctioned off. We did, like, a giveaway, and somebody went in our stead. But this is how we met Jason, all right? Fast forward. Scandoval breaks. We start posting some shit about him, you know, both of us talking smack. Jason reaches out to us via Tom Sandoval and the Most Extras account and says, hey, guys, it's Jason here.
He didn't say that.
It did say that. Hey, guys, Jason here. This is how I remember it. So my version's better. Hey, guys. Jason here. And Jason proceeds to tell us, there's a lot of hate being thrown around right now, and I think you guys should reserve judgment until you hear Tom's side. To which we replied, we don't fucking care about Tom's side. And he blocked us. So that was the end of our relationship with Jason.
Wait, you added a new wrinkle to that story that I really want to talk about.
Let's talk about it.
So Tom had a cover of Electric Love that you liked.
Yeah.
When the fuck did that happen?
You don't remember that?
I don't remember you liking it. Yeah.
That's when it started.
So do you still like it?
No.
Why? Because of who he is?
What the fuck are you not
separating the art from the artist?
I don't... Oh, this is gaslighting.
Gaslighting's not real. I told you before. You made it up in your head.
I have to go to therapy because of this podcast, but we're sponsored by BetterHelp, so they make it easy.
Scott liked that.
Scott, yeah, our producer's like, fuck yeah, free plug. But no, so I enjoyed the cover. I'll be honest, I enjoyed the cover. So Jets, that was our story with Jason. One more quick Vanderpump story, we'll get back to the recap, because this one was interesting too. When everything was popping off, somebody that works on production, like behind the scenes, not like a producer on Bravo, but she works with a lot of the cast, she's on the show a couple of times. She likes, you'll see her like the background every once in a while. She reaches out to us the day after everything breaks. And she is a local. So she listened to us for a while. She's like, I love the podcast. I actually have worked with Tom and Ariana for a very long time. I'm friends with both of them.
Hey, hey, it's Donna from Daily Dose of Donna. Every weekday afternoon on the Daily Dose of Donna podcast, I cover all of the reality TV and celeb gossip and breaking news. I'm a former TV casting director. My husband works in reality TV, and I live for the housewives, the sister wives, the southern charmers, and the summer housers. And let's be honest, all of the drama. I'll give you a day's worth of celebrity and reality news weekday afternoons in just under an hour. New episodes of Daily Dose of Donna post weekday afternoons and are now available in video on Spotify. Subscribe to Daily Dose of Donna, that's D-A-N-A, on your podcast app.
One, do you guys want Tom hats? And I was like, I mean, I guess we'll take them. It's kind of pointless now, but sure, why not? Free shit. Two, do you want to talk about this and me give you like some of the inside scoop? And I was like, ooh, fuck yeah. I was like, what's up? And she's like, no, we got to do it in person. So now I'm like, oh, I don't know you that well. But why don't we meet at the gym that I work at? There's other people there. We go to the gym. And she,
safe space.
I feel safe at the gym. And she shares with me everything. Drops all of the stuff that you guys all know now. There's nothing like groundbreaking that you haven't heard. But I was so gassed up because we were recording the next night. And I was like, dude, I got so much good shit that we can talk about. I shit you not. I woke up the next morning. All of it was on Instagram. Everyone else knew about it. I was like, fuck. Yeah. So that's when we missed our, like. And the other thing I realized when Jason reached out to us, and I'm not saying that we would have done it, we might have had, like, the biggest interview ever, because that might have been, like, a, hey, let Tom tell us side of the story. Like, I've thought about this, like, on the podcast.
Do you think that Tom would have come on?
I think maybe.
Could have been our breaking moment. Wow.
I think that, you know, we have morals, and we don't fall for that shit. So we said no, Tom. And I'm proud of that.
I don't remember being consulted with that one.
Yeah, no, I realized after I told Jason to go fuck himself, then I was like, oh, shit, that might have been a good opportunity. But whatever. Let's move on. Let's get to the meditation scene, which we're actually going to sit back to back, and we're going to breathe together. Because as you know, Shooter loves sound baths. He loves meditation. He loves self-healing exercises. Right, dude?
Only if you sync up your breathing with me.
Oh, I have to sync?
Oh, there you are.
What?
Weird.
Yeah. Oh, there you are.
I thought that was fucking weird. What do you mean, why is that
weird? What do you
weird?
Mean? What are you talking about? Like,
when Schwartz and Lala are sitting back
to
back,
that's a
and he goes, oh, there you are?
It's a meditation practice. Yeah, because they're trying to sync up and become one in that moment. So
you know what I heard in that moment?
What?
Are you in yet?
Oh.
Yeah, see, there you go. There you go. This is what you get at live shows, all right?
Can't do it tonight. But,
no, I still would have been doing what Brock was doing. Brock ended on the 17th hole, by the way. There's no chance at all. He played a full 36.
He might have played 36.
I played 36, yeah.
By the way.
Thought you were only playing the front nine.
By the way, are we really mad at Brock for finishing the round?
Nope.
No, he's in Tahoe. Like, you're golfing. You're going to go back so you can, like.
You're going to come home to meditate?
Yeah.
With Sandoval?
Yeah. Golf in South Lake Tahoe, meditate with Sandoval. Like, let's be honest. The dudes in here that golf, the ladies that golf, you guys get it.
I just love that the, what was her name? Shannon, I think was the
yogi.
When she walked in, she's like, oh, where were you? South Tahoe. Whoa, that's far.
Yeah,
like,
she
jumped in.
She's like, that's really far.
She had already gone through the entire conversation with Sandoval about what was going on. Why?
I don't know. Like,
why do we
know
need to know that? How about we're just doing a generalized yoga instruction or some sort of meditation?
No, that was
we
so
don't important. Need to know specifically what's going on. That's Sandoval pulling the strings behind the scenes.
No, it wasn't. That was him reminding her because they'd had a phone call when he set all of this stupid
shit. Well, yeah,
shit.
I know.
Hey,
yeah.
You have to bring up this.
I say behind the scenes, meaning like nobody else was there.
Oh, yeah. Like, you know that he set that shit up so she would ask all of those questions accordingly. Like, while everything was so on the head, imagine you're never going to see this person again. He's like. Like, you know, it wasn't even, like, well produced. It's like, clearly you were in her ear. And that's the craziest part to me is, like, as we've seen him go through the motions, especially after this season, you cannot tell me that this stuff is genuine. Like, this is manipulation at its finest. This guy is doing everything he can, the PayPal, like you said. Initially, had I not known everything happening now, I'd be like, man, that's kind of nice. But I do think that that's a move where he's like, I'm going to send her a ton of money, keep her on my team. Like, I think that everything happening throughout this season, after the season, is all Tom trying to manipulate. I think this scene was no different.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it was. He was setting it up so that he would be in a position that he could pull some strings. Now, obviously, I think that he also kind of hyped it up so that he could sit next to Sheena, because that is an easy target.
Yeah.
immediately. You're not going to sit next to Lala. Obviously, you already squashed things with shorts. You already talked to James. Your next target is immediately Sheena. So he's going to sit right next to her. The funniest part was her being a deer in the headlights. Everybody pair up. What do you do in class when your best friends, or who you think is your best friend, pairs up with somebody else? You panic.
Yeah.
That was Sheena. She did not know what to do. Brock said, I'm going to go over here, and I'm just going to go ahead and...
Yeah, no, I'm going to go over here. I'm not touching that shit.
But I guess he had good intentions, right? I don't get it with Brock. Brock is so up and down. He waffles back and forth. What's it? Waffles, right? Again.
Waffles. Back and forth. That's there you go. Is that a thing?
He goes, but don't ask. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
They're supporting you. See how quick
this
he
isn't a focus group. We're in the middle of a conversation. Relax. Brock goes so up and down to the point where he, like, I don't know where he is. He yells at his wife. And then he comes out and he has the most logic out of everybody in the group.
I know.
It's so hard to like him because he's also an asshole.
He is. Like, that's the thing. As somebody pointed out, well, Sheena's annoying. But there is moments, like, when he is with Sheena's mom, the babysitter that I guess is going to then start hooking up with Katie and Schwartz.
We'll get there.
Like, I don't know what the fuck
peaks behind the curtain,
be about.
Right?
Yeah. But... like, the way he's talking in that moment, I'm like, wow, what a dick. Like, your wife is opening up about OCD, and she's afraid to leave her child, and given everything that happened over the past year, and she has postpartum OCD, like, hey, dude, maybe just be like, oh, I get it, babe. We'll get through this together. Like, something sweet, instead of, well, now you got your mom supporting you, everyone's like, oh, fuck you, and he storms off. I'm sick of that shit.
Can you say Blooming Onion?
Blooming Onion?
There you go, yeah.
And go down under, hang out with the locals, you know?
Thank you.
I played
that.
Baseball in Australia. It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal.
Didn't need the tidbit. Just wanted you to say Bloomin' Onion.
Bloomin' Onion. So, my whole thing with Brock is, like you said, we get those scenes where you're like, wow, this guy's a dick. And then he goes and talks to Sandoval, and he makes so much sense. He's logical. He's giving good advice. He's not snapping at Sandoval. He gets a little heated, but then he walks away. He's way more quick-tempered with Sheena, which is why it's like... I'm like, oh, good point, Brock. Hey, quit yelling at your wife. Good point, Brock. Seriously, dude, stop yelling at your wife. So I'm in the same boat. I don't know what to think about him. But I think he's having a decent season.
Yeah, he's definitely having a decent season. But the focal point of this entire thing is Sheena and Sandoval.
Yeah.
What the hell? Sorry, we're not good at this. Anyway.
Can you put it over there? I'll grab it. Okay, cool, thanks.
Oh, you guys get to ask questions.
Peek behind
in a
the
bit.
Curtain. We're going
to
do questions in a little bit, so that's what he's just making sure we're ready for those. Don't worry.
But
we're going to hear from you guys.
Let's get into Sheena and Sandoval. Let's get into sitting back to back after the panic moment that Sheena has. She has to be close to Sandoval. And what does she do?
She gets up and leaves.
She breaks down and starts crying.
Oh, well, yeah.
And then gets up and leaves.
And says, I fucking
still
hate
you. Do
you
think it's because of the meditation, or do you think...
You think the meditation made her cry?
You think it was the meditation?
No, it was Sandoval. And look, say what you want. She's annoying. She's attention-seeking, all those things. Yeah, sure. Like, this is my flaw, I guess, is, like, my stepdad even tells me. He's like, you're too nice sometimes. I wish you were a little bit more of an asshole, despite how sarcastic I am.
In what context?
Just in a...
I mean, like, I've seen you drive in the city before. You are not that nice of a person. But, yeah, okay.
What? No. But my thing with Sheena is, like, I do genuinely think that she's juggling a lot of shit right now on top of that. Like, she's away from her daughter. We already know that gives her anxiety. You pile on this shit. I think that she's founded in, like, having a moment and storming off. Then Brock goes to kind of console her, not really. And she comes back, and this is when you see that domino kind of fall. You see her sit face-to-face with Sandoval. He has that big crocodile tear, and she's like, we're cool now. Thank you. And, like, obviously a little bit more happens after that. But in that moment, you kind of notice, like, that's what happened. Like, she is now trying to find a way back to him, for better or worse.
Yeah. No. She is weak.
Oh, okay.
And she needs to figure the fuck out. What side are you on?
Like, I'm on just, logic.
Not you, Sheena. Oh. Relax. That was defensive. That was very defensive. Wait, what side are you on? What the hell was that?
What side are you on?
Logic?
Logic, baby. Logic.
So you're on Brock's side.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
That's a good reaction.
Nobody liked that one. Ew. Nobody liked that one.
No,
but like, do I need her to break down and start crying and she has to leave? Like, no. Like, you are forced to be against this person and you obviously see that he's manipulating. Look him in the eyes and be like, I need a goddamn apology. Apologize. What did Lala do at the end of the episode? Sheena doesn't do any of that. She just breaks down and starts crying. She's like, I know that I want to be close to him. Sandoval doesn't have to do anything to Sheena. He doesn't have to apologize. He doesn't have to excuse himself for anything. He can just sit there and she'll come back. Yeah. It's very easy.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I mean, we see some of that when we get to the gondola ride and we see Tom and Brock start to talk it out a little bit. Tom is still dying to tell his side of the story. And this is the most frustrating part to watch, is as we watch him navigate through the season, anytime someone brings anything up, he immediately fires back and he's missing the point entirely. It's like, dude, we can all agree in this room, and I'm sure they can agree on the show, it's the biggest cast of hypocrites in the world. Like, they all do the same shit to each other at one point or another. Go back, and Doty did it to Sandoval. You go forward a little bit, you know, everyone cheats on everybody. Like, so I get that, but you lit the world on fire with Scandoval, and these people were all in the crosshairs. Yes, they all profited off of it, and that's why there could be a road back for you, you dumbass, if you just said, hey, I'm sorry, period. Let's move forward from this. Instead, Brock's trying to challenge him and be like, dude, all you have to say is, I'm sorry. There's a lot more people involved in this than just you, Rachel, and Ariana. You've scorned all of us. Like, just shut the fuck up and be accountable for 2 seconds, and everybody will forgive you. They're trying to forgive you, and you're actively making it harder. So when you see that conversation, and then he's still, like, they storm off the gondola together, and then we see them make up in, like, two seconds.
First we get Schwartz walking up to the window and say, I'll take a brewski.
Yeah, Cole Brewski.
What the fuck? Who the hell says that?
Tom.
Also, did you catch Tom mistakenly call her Raquel? And then
he said Rachel. Raquel, Rachel.
Yeah, he knew that. He's known for months that that's what she's going by. Yeah, that was insane. Again, Brock is actually speaking logically, which is so goddamn annoying because he's a piece of shit. Like, that is the worst part, is this is the only person that's actually talking to Sandoval in a normal way and saying, dude, just apologize and you have to figure it out. Everybody's involved. But also, he's an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, it's so annoying to me. But we do get a little bit of a glimpse behind the curtain of what Sandoval is, and he immediately just starts making excuses and excuses and excuses. He doesn't feel sorry for any of it.
He doesn't.
At the end of the day, he doesn't care. He is exactly what Brock said. He's 10% somewhat, I guess,
10%
accountable, and then 90% blames it on everybody else.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. That was the most apt, I guess, overall idea of what description. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Description of Sandoval since Scandoval, and that's exactly what it is, and it was just perfect.
Yeah, and we fast forward a little bit so we get to your guys' questions, and we get to the boat scene, and this is when we see Lala confront Sandoval, and my first thought is motive. Like, why are you taking the time to go apologize to him?
Well, I think it's because she saw everybody else get their piece, if you will.
You think that's it?
So I think that's what she was waiting for. I think she was waiting for everybody else to have their say. He had his moment with James. He had his moment with Brock. He had his moment with Sheena. Obviously, Schwartz is immediately back on his side. So now Lala feels comfortable bringing this up.
Okay.
I think.
No, that makes sense. It's just, again, like, listen to any of her episodes during Scandoval, any of them, and listen to how she talks about them and how she talks about her own situation and relates the two fairly similarly a lot of the time. She has horrible things to say, and we're episode 6. We're 3 or 4 months removed from this thing, and she's taking the time to go on the boat. Now, she claims to be on a healing journey, that she wants to stop holding on to hatred and be able to forgive and move on for her kids, for herself, like all those things, which is a beautiful thing if true. And I'm not saying that it's not, because I don't want to take away from anybody. But at the same time, as I'm watching this scene, she tries to get the apology out of him. And this was my favorite scene, actually, because you see Tom do his thing, try to weasel his way out of it. He's starting to say, like, you lied for 6 years. I lied for 6 months. Then saying that Lala's shit was worse than his shit, which was crazy. And I also forgot to mention the thing on the gondola when he relates, he has the balls to say, it makes a lot of sense now that I know that Sheena has OCD because she can't get over this.
Oh,
I was like, what the fuck, dude? Like, she has postpartum OCD, and you think that's about
I
you?
I understand why she's hyper-focused on just this one thing.
Like, what are we doing? Like, that's what he does. Like, he's trying to, like, navigate his way out of it, and he always says something offensive. He always rubs people the wrong way. He does the same thing in this scene with Lala. He's trying to compare the situation, saying, you're worse than me. You lied for 6 years, whatever. Thank God. thank God they're in a closed off space where everyone has to get involved, because it forces the issue finally. And everyone's like, dude, fucking say sorry. Sheena says, fucking say sorry. Brock, everyone on the boat's like, this is insane. This is fucking insane. You're insane. Do you get what we're saying? Yeah, there's a lot of similarities across the board. And you could argue that he's right in some of his arguments, unfortunately, by comparing certain things because this group is so hypocritical. However, this is so recent, and you just haven't said sorry yet. Everyone else has apologized along the way. You haven't.
But you know what's really funny?
What?
I don't think he has to say sorry anymore.
He didn't even say sorry.
No, but like anymore. I think that everybody's going to be cool with him again, and he doesn't actually ever have to apologize. We're getting there.
I think
we're like three episodes away from him not ever apologizing and everybody being cool with him.
Wow.
Obviously, aside from Katie and Ariana, who I didn't need those scenes of them. I don't care.
I thought it was a different show.
I don't care. I don't care what's going on. What are we doing? I thought it was a commercial break. What are we doing? I don't need to go back and watch them interview people for their store that's not open yet. It doesn't really matter. I want to stay in Lake Tahoe. I want to see every interaction. And I do think that we are two or three episodes away from Sandoval skating through this with never taking accountability.
I think you might be right. And you know, we hear Ariana say, by the end of this season, a lot of you aren't going to like me. She said that before the season aired. And I think that we can blame production for
a lot of
that.
At least she got ahead of it.
Yeah, that's true. But like, you're seeing it take shape, and it sucks. And the last thing I want to talk about is just the last scene. And this is where we start to see possibly some of the motives behind some of the shit that we've been seeing, because Sheena and Lala are sitting in bed, and they're talking, they're recapping the day, and Sheena's talking about, you know, I'm so happy for Ariana, everything that she's been through. She mentions how close her and Sandoval were, and she's really struggling with it, doesn't want to hold on to the hate. And we saw the scene where Ariana looks like she's dismissing everything that Sheena's saying in the FaceTime, whether that was how the conversation went, whether production got involved a little bit, we don't know. But it's pushed her enough to this one side of the street where she's now saying that, I'm so happy for her, even for Dancing with the Stars. You know how much I wanted Dancing with the Stars. She's not happy for that. She's
did
like,
she want Dancing with the Stars for Ariana or for herself?
For herself. That's what she said.
I know.
Yeah.
But I think it was subjective, and people were going back and forth online about
people
that.
People thought that meant that she...
Oh, yeah.
No, Sheena wanted it for herself.
Yeah.
And is so pissed very that Ariana clear. Got it, because Ariana's got it.
But I'm really proud of her. I think that she's perfect for that.
Sheena?
I'm not proud of it.
What are you talking
I'm
about?
Talking as Sheena's voice.
Oh.
Come on. Put it together.
It's not high-pitched enough.
I'm not doing it.
But let's wrap this scene up so we can come out to you guys and ask some questions. But that's when Lala chimes in. And between these two, and Lala says in her confessional, Ariana needs to get her head out of her ass. And that's when I wrote in my journal, I wrote, whoa, because we've seen it turn now. I did. You can see it. I might give this away tonight if anybody actually wants it. I didn't
can
think
I
people
see
would
it?
Want
can
the fucking
it?
Journal.
What? Can I see the woe?
Yeah. This is what people came to see. Is
I hope there's like a curly
number.
W what? And give me this.
Whoa.
I guess that says woe. Yeah.
Yeah, my handwriting sucks. But my whole point with this is we have seen it. This is what's going to take shape this season. This is what Ariana told us about before the season aired. This is the turning point that we see the group starting to lean more towards Sandoval. And I think we're going to see it happen more and more and more. And I think by the end of the season, she's going to be so alienated. And I think that the plan for the show, if there is another season moving forward, which who knows if there will be, I think Ariana's gone.
Who knows
gone.
If there will be
another season?
Of VPR?
Yeah. Just settle down. Let me finish this. We have questions to get to.
All right.
I think
that's a huge
I think
Bob.
That the
hold
route
on,
forward
hold on,
is... If you, Ariana goes somewhere else, okay? She goes, pursues her career on Broadway, singing, whatever she wants to get into. She's got a lot of options right now. And it opens the door for a Rachel return or a Raquel return. I didn't say we would like it. I'm saying, would that push the show forward? Yes, it would.
You
would all watch it.
Are you just saying terrible things at the end of the show?
No.
You don't think that there's going to be another season of Vanderpump Rules?
Zach, hold on.
Don't talk about Zach. Zach's not here. This is our show.
Before you do that, Zach did an interview. He read something, talked to somebody that implied that this may very well be the last season. They might wrap it after this year. This isn't me speculating. This is me hearing other things and repeating it to our audience, and you're being an asshole.
Counterpoint.
Okay.
Bravo likes money.
That's true. That's
kinda
true.
Kind of stupid. Would be kind of stupid.
Well, I've talked to you enough for a long time, so why don't we talk to you guys out here? Let's get some questions. So if you have a question, I'm going to come out there. Or Scott, are you going to walk up to him? Yeah, oh,
I'll walk around. Walk up just raise your hand.
I was going to say, where are you going?
Yep, right here.
So,
tell him your name, ask your question.
My name's Angela, and I have a very important question.
Hi, Angela.
Hi, Angela.
If you had, and this is for both of you, if you could meet Jason Kelsey or Lisa Vanderpump, who would you meet?
Kelsey or Vanderpump? I mean, come on, Jason Kelsey.
Thank you.
Wait, why?
Yeah, go Birds.
Hell yeah.
Woo!
What's the context?
Yeah, that's also true.
Who did you ask this to before, and what was their answer?
Did I ask it to before? Nobody.
Oh, it's just us? Okay.
Okay,
all right.
Cool. Yeah.
The thank you. The thank you sounded like you were proving a point to someone.
Myself.
Was it you?
No, to you know, my husband.
Oh yeah, okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
All right, next, who we got next? Put your hand up.
Hey, how's it wow.
Oh, that's loud.
Yeah. How's it going, guys? First time, last time.
That's our friend, don't worry.
There's a lot of things in here, you know, come to support. Like, now I'm actually probably going to check out an episode.
What's your question?
My question is, there's a lot of animosity going up there, some people you don't like. You know, push come to shove, you have to drop the gloves with somebody on any of those shows. Who are you picking out of everybody?
Oh, that's
just
an interesting question.
With?
I've actually posed
For our team to go against, or who are we picking to fight?
If you're going to box somebody from Bravo, who would it be?
I don't know.
It's funny. I posed this to him.
I mean, JT from Southern Charm. Yeah, yeah. It's got, like, I might, like, we might actually have to do that as, like, a celebrity event.
Well, that's what I posed an idea to Shooter, like, a month ago because I was like, do you think that if I challenged Sandoval to a boxing match and kept tagging him, he would agree to do it? I kind of want to try.
You can try all you want. I just don't think he'll ever do it.
I really want to. Who's next?
Question.
Hands up. Right here. Hold on, I got the mic. We got the mic. Scott, right here. Over here.
Hi, fellas.
What's up?
Hi.
Okay, so, just a random question. Rumor has it that Tamara and...
Boo.
Exactly.
Boo.
Tamara and Teddy got their husbands to do the podcast... Just because of you guys.
No, really? That's a thing?
We'll
no,
because
you
actually,
know that they don't like you. I mean, allegedly.
They don't like us.
They That's don't
fine.
Like us
We don't
at
like
all.
Them either. Is this you saying this, or is this like a rumor going around?
This is a rumor. This was a rumor I got in my DMs. Like,
oh,
shit.
I love
you
that.
You checking your DMs?
I check my DMs.
I love that. Let me just say, I hope that we're in their head enough that they think they need to put their husbands up to a shitty podcast.
So here's what we'll do. We'll have them on our show.
No, we won't.
The husbands.
No.
To show them that they can't handle
I
what we do.
I don't want that.
Come on.
I don't want to talk to the
All right,
eds.
Boxing match?
I'll box
Tag
them.
Team?
Wrestling match.
Yeah. All
Fuck
right.
Yeah.
Hell in a Cell. We're
yeah.
in.
Okay, cool.
All right,
cool.
Now we're talking.
Cage match.
Now we're talking.
Question for you guys. What are your thoughts on Jackie's newfound friendship with Teresa?
Oh, yeah.
And what do you think is behind the fallout with her friendship between with Melissa and Marge?
Jackie is searching for a storyline
yep.
because she does not like being a friend of, and she wants to try to solidify herself any way she can. And I think that Teresa was more accepting than Melissa was. I think that's the end of it for Jackie. You want to take the second part of that question?
The second part, what did she do with Melissa to fall out with her? I would imagine that somebody was talking shit, and maybe they caught wind of it, and whether that was Jackie or Melissa, we've seen both instances
Talking
happen.
Shit on Jersey?
No.
No way. They never do that.
Yeah, I know, right? It's
crazy,
crazy to think about. But I would imagine that this is an opportunistic move, and maybe it wasn't that big of a fallout, but she saw an opportunity to grab the limelight because she's been struggling the past few years. She got demoted, and then last year she was not really a big part of the show. So I think that this is a chance for her to try to change teams and maybe recapture an audience because we're already talking about it. You know what I mean? So maybe that's why. That's my take. Who's next?
Hi. First of all, I disagree with that comment. I think you're both very handsome.
Ooh, thank you.
My question is, marry, fuck, or kill Larsa, Sheena, and Teresa?
Oh, my God.
First of all, we're gentlemen, so we play marry, boink, kill. What is it?
Wait, who were the three? Who were the three?
Larsa, Sheena, and Teresa.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, God, dude.
My mother's here. My godmother's here. My wife is here. My mother-in-law's here. My two little sisters are here. So thank you. Thank you for this.
All right, do you want me to just answer?
You can fight
you
this bullet,
deal
yeah.
with it?
You can.
Right. I would marry Sheena because somebody would end up dead with the other two situations.
Okay.
I would have to marry Sheena.
What?
If I married Larsa or I married Teresa.
Oh, okay. That would be a blowout.
Something bad's going to happen. I would boink Teresa and then kill Larsa.
Okay.
Why not?
Okay.
You want a high five to that?
Do I want to add a thought?
You want a high five?
No, I think that sounds... Oh, you want a high five?
Yeah.
Okay.
There we go.
Yeah, good answer. Next.
Makes
I'm not
me feel
answering.
Better.
Who we got?
How's it going, guys?
What's up, dude?
Do you guys think that Sheena actually cares about Dancing with the Stars, or do you think that she's grasping at straws to push the show forward?
I think that it doesn't matter what Ariana got. I think that she would have that same response because she's jealous of all the attention and opportunities that she's getting. So that could have been anything. That could have been Top Chef. And she would have been like, fuck, I really wanted it, but I'm so happy for her. So happy for her. I don't think that the opportunity matters. I think it's just yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. I don't think it matters at all. I think that Sheena's just jealous overall.
Peanut butter and jelly. Damn it, I did it wrong.
I thought you were saying that you and I are like peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
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 Good job.
Who's next?
Right here.
Oh, hey.
So I know you guys recently got hate that supposedly you bash the women and you're all for the men. But I want to know, who are the top five worst house husbands?
Ooh, interesting. Ooh. So just to reiterate.
Can we go top three?
Hold on
five
one sec.
Is a long
hold
list.
On one sec. Just to reiterate, because we got a couple people that were confused by what she said. We got bashed on Twitter by somebody saying that we never go after the dudes on the show, which is just a fucking lie. We tear them apart. We love going after the husbands. So that was what she was referring to. I think some people thought she was saying that we only go after the husbands. So I got
no,
you. Don't
I
worry.
Wasn't.
The worst, we'll do the top three. We'll do three.
Juan, number one.
Juan's number one. Louis.
Louis, yeah, oh God.
Juan, Louis, and ooh.
I don't want to... Recency bias wants me to put Mo there, but I'm not going to do it.
I don't think Mo. Mo doesn't deserve to be in that.
No,
he's not. PK, that's a great answer. PK is
I fucking hate PK.
No, babe, I have to go over to England for fucking 6 months because I don't want to be home with the kids. I love you, Bubblish.
You're going to incite a riot.
I love
right
you, Bubblish.
He's got so loud, you're going to incite a riot.
Well,
good. What?
Lenny. Everybody knows Lenny sucks. We know that.
Is he even a house husband anymore, though?
Huh?
He's not even a house husband anymore. It doesn't matter.
Lenny?
Yeah.
Yeah, Lenny. Fuck
yeah,
Lenny.
No, he's out.
Lenny's irrelevant. Sorry. Next question. And what's your favorite color?
Yellow.
Nice.
On the opposite end, who are your top three favorite house husbands?
Ooh, I like that one a lot. If you'd asked me last year, it would have been Mo. And now that has
that's
changed.
That's a shame.
My favorite house husbands. Russell is number one.
Russell's number one.
The fucking man. That is a man right there, let me tell you. I love Russell.
You want to go JB husband boss too?
Oh, JB husband boss, he's up there.
Because he's a husband and a boss.
He's a robot.
How are you going to do that? Who?
Anthony.
He's not a husband, though. They never got married.
It's a good point.
Just, you know, semantics. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're big on semantics here.
unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
Who's the third one? No.
Whoa.
No.
Oh, God, no.
No. That's tough. Chris Bassett's up there. We love Chris.
That's just because he's a friend of the show.
Yeah, that's true, too. But he's also
not an
asshole.
Which gets us in trouble, anyway.
He's also not... He doesn't do anything bad. Huh? Pavitt! That's it.
There we go. Thanks, Scott.
Pavitt.
You can always count on
Russell.
Scott.
Yeah. That's our producer. Who's next?
That's me.
We'll get you. I'll get to you. Don't worry.
Okay. Here I am. Sorry.
What's
Hi.
Your favorite animal?
Oh, a cat.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got a cute one at home. Okay. So my question is, who is your dream Ultimate Girls Trip cast?
We get this one a lot.
We canceled the goddamn show.
Yeah, you get this one a lot. Shooter hates Ultimate Girls Trip.
I'm sorry.
Like it. No. Don't
Do
apologize
you?
To him.
Okay.
Don't no, you yeah, you don't have to apologize
I forgot
to me
we
ever.
We were ignoring him.
Ultimate Girls Trip. Let's do it together. Let's do four.
All right. I would vote my first one would be... Ooh. It's recency bias. What?
Oh, do I have to take this seriously?
Yeah. I would go Danielle Cabral because I want to see more of her.
Who?
Which is funny. Monica is on my girl's trip.
Yeah, Monica has to go. She'll be on a Traders series.
She's definitely
though.
On mine.
I don't know if Monica has anything left in the tank.
I want to see if she does.
I think she burned it out. I mean, we're not going to watch.
Well, that's
so
my
who cares?
Monica. I would go with Karen Huger.
I'd throw Dolores in there.
Dolores, yeah, give her some.
And
no, not Dorinda.
Probably Phaedra. Nah. I would still put Phaedra in there. Phaedra's
yeah,
great.
Yeah, that's our four that
yeah,
we would
she's,
pick. That's
she's always good
call.
Across the board.
That's a great call. We got how much time we got left? We got
5 minutes.
6 minutes. So we got a few more questions right here.
If you had to be stuck on a deserted island with any Bravo show cast, who would it be?
Southern Charm.
Yeah.
The boys. Got to hang out with the boys.
Southern Charm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's next?
Question.
Who's next? Scott's picking.
Scott is very Scott is very efficient at this.
Scott's agile.
This is
Let's
better
give it up
than we've
for
ever
Scott.
Had.
Hell yeah. All right, what's your name and what's your favorite cereal?
Emma.
Uh-oh.
Captain Crunch.
Yeah.
If you could take one Bravo Lev to a Birds game, who would it be and why? Go Birds.
Go Birds. Man.
Tough one.
I would probably take Austin and Craig.
No. The only reason that I'll say that is because Austin, when they were here in January, tried to pander to the crowd with a Jalen Hurts jersey. He just doesn't get it.
Yeah, we got to go back and hang out with them in the green room, and he was like, should I wear the Hurts jersey? And Shooter's like, no, dude, don't pander to Philly fans. We don't like that shit.
Yeah, we were also about to lose to the Bucks, which we did, and that was a problem. God. West is a good answer.
West is a great answer.
West might already be there taking pictures.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
West is a great call. West is a great call. Let's do two more questions. Make sure they're good.
Hi. My name's Allie.
Hi, Allie.
So in the beginning of the season of Beverly Hills, I wrote in and asked you guys who you were rooting for.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know this season who you're rooting for Vanderpump.
Who am I rooting for
in Vanderpump?
Ooh, man, that's tough because they all kind of suck. I mean...
Ken?
Yeah. I would
What's the new dog's name? Can we root for the
hippie?
Dog?
We're
no,
hoping...
not hippie. Well, we're hoping for hippie.
Donut
and Ken are my answers. Everybody else,
my
no
real
way.
Answer, my vote, man. Look, until we get more on what the fuck is going on with James, and you guys heard the rumors, like, I'm not rooting for him. I need to get more. That's a great call. I really, really enjoy Allie. I think that she's bringing a lot. I think that she is composed. I think that she is articulate. I think that she has been...
Yeah, but she's good.
Addition.
She's gotten to the point now where she's using her astrology as like her actual occupation.
Yeah, she's cashing
she figured
on the
it
show.
Out. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't get mad at monetizing.
All right, so Allie and Ken.
Allie and Ken yeah. And Donut and no. Hopefully Hippie stops biting people.
Yeah.
You know?
Let's bring them on more boats.
Last
it's a good
one.
Place to beat a bite.
One more question.
It might be a little messy, but since since you guys are in with the Southern Charm crew. Do you think that the rumor with Joe Bradley and Luann is true?
We
you
were
guys were
there.
In New York.
We were in Luann's apartment with Joe.
We were
no,
at
I'm
the
kidding.
Apartment.
No, I'm kidding.
Guys,
right,
we were
everybody relax.
Guys. No.
We weren't.
We were in New York the week that... So Joe was on Watch What Happens Live earlier that day.
Yeah.
And we filmed after. So I went out with Joe afterwards and Danielle, which is really awkward now, especially because they were lit. And Danielle was like... Where's your wife? And I was like, she's home. She couldn't make it. She's like, oh, man, we're starting a group chat. And I shit you not. I am in a group chat that has not been touched in a very long time.
I still think you should text
it
the group
Joe
chat.
Joe Bradley, Danielle, my wife, and me.
Dude, I already told Dev you need to text the group chat. Just every once in a while. Just be like, hey, how you guys feeling? Everybody feeling good?
Should I hit it up and be like, so are we not talking about this anymore? I don't have the heart. I don't have the heart. I'm worried about Joe, to be honest with you, so I don't have the heart to start that fire.
He FaceTimed us last night.
He did FaceTime us last night. He was with the Bottoms up in Boston, who's another podcast. They have a good page, too, if you want to check
How'd you
out.
Just say Boston?
Boston.
Oh.
I just said Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Boston. Oh, okay. We're going to be in Boston.
No time for plugs.
But that's about all the time we have tonight, guys. Did we have a good time tonight?
You didn't do the right thing too much, you know?
I saved
you didn't play the crowd too much.
I didn't have to. The crowd loved me tonight.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She said we were handsome.
She did.
Uh-huh.
And I'll hold that near and dear to my heart forever.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming out. Make sure, again, you got Bubblies on your table, so snag your Bubblies if you haven't drank them yet. And thank you so much for coming out. I can't tell you enough. What's up?
So, two quick notes. If you did not get to do the meet and greet and you have a meet and greet ticket, we're going to stick around a little bit after. We've got a banner in the back for photos. We'll be available. The guys will be available for photos for that. If you are interested in a Bra Bros Live tour t-shirt, I'll be in the back corner by the bar for the next 20 minutes or so.
Hell yeah.
And we can do that.
That's why he's the best producer in the game. He's always working, baby.
You.
He's always working for us. But no, to bring it to a sentimental, you know, I had to get a little soft tonight.
Jesus
I'm not
Christ
doing what I did last time. I'm not doing what I did last time. I was trying to have a moment because, as a lot of you probably know, I'm 5 years sober. You don't have to clap. I know. That wasn't the point. Thank you so much.
5 years ago today, I almost died.
That's what I said at the New York show. Everyone was clapping because we showed a video of Sutton, and I didn't time it right, so they were still amped up, like, fuck yeah, Sutton. I was like, guys, I tried to bring it down to, like, you know, I really want to thank you because I just fucking blurted out, 5 years ago, I almost died. And everyone goes, literally, what the fuck? I was like, oh, let me explain. But no, seriously, this is my favorite thing in the world, and my family is here to support. Shooter's family is here to support. We never thought that two idiots that are friends for this long starting a Bravo podcast would be able to do this. So thank you all so much. It means the fucking world to us. It's amazing. So thank you guys. You got anything else?
Guys.
You got anything else?
That was good. That was good.
You got anything else?
I got nothing.
Well, Bra Bros are out of here. Right, guys? Right? Let's go. Thank you. By the way, again, meet and greet. We didn't see you before. Hang out after. We'll take pictures. We'll chit-chat, all that good shit. But thank you, guys.
Hey, hey, it's Donna from Daily Dose of Donna. Every weekday afternoon on the Daily Dose of Donna podcast, I cover all of the reality TV and celeb gossip and breaking news. I'm a former TV casting director. My husband works in reality TV, and I live for the housewives, the sister wives, the southern charmers, and the summer housers. And let's be honest, all of the drama. I'll give you a day's worth of celebrity and reality news weekday afternoons in just under an hour. New episodes of Daily Dose of Donna post weekday afternoons and are now available in video on Spotify. Subscribe to Daily Dose of Donna, that's DANA, on your podcast app.